Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Now, we got some information a little bit earlier this afternoon that it appears that the oil spill in Kalamazoo River is holding, is not in danger of flowing into the Great Lakes as we speak. Those things are always subject to change. But it's also important, I think, that we hold people accountable. Accountability is one of the key concepts, something that's been missing, I think, a little bit in our society lately. And someone who is 100% behind that idea, 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Well, I'm just fine. I guess I'm better than some of the creatures that were living in the Kalamazoo River.
Well, I tell you, as a result of this company's negligence, there are dozens of families that have been evacuated. They're staying in hotels because of the air quality. There are families that are drinking bottled water, geese and swans that are being de-oiled, and this is in Calhoun County, Michigan, not Louisiana. And it is just, you know, I went home on Tuesday to look at it for myself, and I've never seen anything like it. It is like, you know, black sludge running down the Kalamazoo River, and which leads to the Great Lakes. And one of the things I'm going after, and I serve on the Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials Subcommittee that oversees pipelines. We've been holding hearings on pipeline safety, and this company failed to notify a national response center, sort of like making the 911 call after a heart attack. It took them 4 hours almost to make that call. And today I just introduced a bill that will limit that to a maximum of an hour and increase the civil penalties for failure to do so. And just like, you know, someone that has a medical emergency and needs to make the 911 call, those early minutes matter. And this spill could have been contained much more effectively, and we wouldn't even, I don't think we'd be having the conversation about oil potentially reaching a EPA Superfund site in Kalamazoo or getting to the Great Lakes.
Mark, we had Todd Haywood of the Michigan Messenger on the show, who was reporting he had just been on site earlier this week, and he was telling us that the report from Enbridge was that the report was made to the appropriate officials immediately. Now, some people's minds is 4 hours. That's not what I would describe as immediate.
You know, this company is acting like BP, and their negligence, first of all, in not properly maintaining their pipeline, and then their negligence and reckless endangerment to the public is by not reporting this in a timely manner has made the situation worse, and I'm going to hold them accountable. I met with the National Transportation Safety Board that's going to deconstruct this and find out exactly what happened. My subcommittee is going to hold a hearing. We're going to bring this company. We're going to bring the regulatory agency in front of our committee.
Are we going to have swifter action than we had in the Gulf?
Absolutely. And I think this company should face penalties. They should face penalties for waiting 3 hours and 48 minutes on top of fines and penalties that they should face for this pipeline failing in the first place.
Mark, when I heard about this the other day, the first indication was that this was somebody's idea of a very bad joke. And I said, you know, this isn't funny. And then I realized it wasn't an attempt at a joke. And it's almost impossible to believe that this could happen in Calhoun County in light of what has happened on the Gulf Coast.
It's, you know, the people I represent are in shock. And the feeling was indescribable when I... you know, I jumped on a plane Tuesday, went home. Once I got off of I-94, took the Beetle Road exit, stopped at a bridge. The river was flowing very rapidly because of all the rain, and the smell was overpowering. It was overpowering. And then as I was driving to my home, which is, you know, several miles north of the river, I stopped along Jackson Street and saw the bright lights, the crews working, and saw, you know, this black goo in the river and being siphoned along, out of the river. And then the following morning, I went upstream to Galesburg, to this Morrow Lake, which is at the foot of this EPA fund site where there are PCBs. Could be very dangerous if these chemicals mixed. But the company's initial response to put booms out to control the spill, to have skimmers and workers out there, it was inadequate. And I told the EPA that they needed to, you know, use their full authority under the law. They finally did that Wednesday afternoon and took control of this cleanup. And then get this. The CEO of the company, this was Tony Hayward S., the Tony Hayward of BP, when he said that they would be up and running in a matter of days.
Right.
And I tell you, I was so angry and made a very strong statement to this company. And fortunately, the operation, the Office of Pipeline Safety shut them down. And cited all of the maintenance problems.
How many maintenance problems?
I don't even have the full dossier yet to tell you. But this company has had a number of spills and accidents, and there's corrosion in that pipeline. Metal found in the pipeline, and they were under an order to repair that pipeline. And the company had said that they wanted to go ahead and replace sections of it. Of course, they hadn't done it. So there are a lot of questions to be answered. I'm going to be on the ground tomorrow morning at Ground Zero to see for myself. I hadn't made it to that point yet, and it's just like a black swamp. That's exactly what it's like. And you know, I'm just getting started, Jack. And the public safety has been compromised. People have been put at risk. The environment has been damaged, and I don't know how many years it's going to take to reclaim this habitat. And I'm going to make sure this company pays every penny and is held fully responsible.
Yesterday, you introduced the CLEAN Act, CLEAN, standing for Corporate Liability and Emergency Accident Notification.
Yes.
Given the political climate in Washington right now, and we even heard...
Now, Jack, I'm going to cut you off because, one, I got to jump on my plane in a second. Yeah. But what I'm going to tell you is I've got bipartisan co-sponsorship, Republican members from Michigan. We're, as I said, our subcommittee is starting an investigation. We'll take up the bill in September. I think we're going to move this. And lessons should have been learned, at least on behalf of this company from BP. I'm going to make sure that the laws change so that companies that can't be trusted to act responsibly are made to.
We had at least one congressman who wanted to apologize to BP. Mark, don't ever apologize to Enbridge.
You don't have to worry about that.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
This company owes an apology to my constituents. The CEO did that yesterday. He got that right.
Mark Schauer, 7th District Congressman.
Thanks, Jack.
From Battle Creek. We will be back with our final segment. We're going to talk with Tom Crawford, co-host of the Jack and Tom Show. And if you are not able to hear the show tomorrow, if you're going to be up north, you're going to be somewhere else, you can listen live to those interviews at 1320WILS.com, or you can catch them later on the podcast segments. Just go to 1320WILS.com. Hit the Jack and Tom Show icon, and you can follow in. And we're going to be talking with a couple of Big Ten football coaches. We'll talk about Detroit Tigers, and we're going to talk about high school coaching and a different spin on that in light of
what
we just
learned.
This
could get interesting now with the latest developments.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be right back with Tom Crawford and much, much more on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.